Salam. Welcome to day 6 of course 4. Yesterday we learned the word Rabb, and we also learned that the most simple translation of this word is sustainer. And we discussed the word from different aspects, and we arrived at the conclusion that the divine Allah who has given us the Quran is a deity that is not only the originator of life and the creator of everything around us, but this divine power and the divine creator that we are trying to get to know through the scripture has the power to maintain and sustain and nourish and nurture everything, all of his creation. So it's a very broad-based and all-encompassing term that we learned. Now, in the same chapter, the opening chapter of the Quran, Al-Fatiha, that we are studying, the next word that comes after Rabb is Al-Alameen. That is the next word that follows. First we say Alhamdulillah, and we discussed that. It is first and foremost, it is an expression of gratitude. So that is what the Quran opens with. The gratitude, the immense appreciation and understanding. And then finally, the recognition and the consciousness of the divine that comes from true gratitude is all encapsulated in this term, Alhamdulillah. And then after this, expression of gratitude, we say, why? Why Alhamdulillah? Why is that special appreciation and recognition for this Allah? Because He is the Rabb. So the name that follows this term is a name of the Divine, which reminds us, of the ultimate power and the ability and the strength and the force of this creator and the nurturing and the nourishment that we receive from this infinite and unending central source of everything, of all creation, and that is Rabb. Right in the next word, Allah tells us, the extent of this kingdom, the extent of this creation. And just as expected of this Allah, just as expected of the Creator who gave us this scripture, it is infinite. It is unending. It is unimaginable. Because Alameen is the plural of Alam. And Alam means world. So worlds, it simply translates into worlds. But this is not just world in English. Like I say again and again, that English it appears to be important when compared with a language as rich in expression as Arabic. So Alameen is not only along one dimension of creation. The world is the observable world around us. And then it says worlds. So yes, we agree that there are worlds. In fact, there are many parts of our own world that we have never seen and that maybe we cannot even imagine, that we have no idea about. But even beyond that, this is not a unidirectional or a unidimensional term. What this term means is not only in space, but also in time. Alameen covers the worlds contained in the, not only the space continuum, but the time continuum as well. So what the term of Alameen denotes for us right in the beginning of the Quran, as soon as we are, we start reciting the opening chapter, is a reminder that the Creator, the Divine Creator and the Divine Sustainer that you are now in connection with and who is giving you this message through the scripture, through the Quran, is not only the Lord of you humans. He is not a limited deity who only the humans worship, and who is only creating and maintaining and nourishing and nurturing humans or animals or only living things. He is the divine creator, the almighty and the sustainer, and then the nourisher and the nurturer of entire creation. And then the entirety of the creation could not have been encapsulated better than a term such as Alameen, because it encompasses locations, it encompasses space and time and imagination. You know, things that you can imagine, things that you cannot even imagine. Times that you can imagine, times that you might have seen, or times that you may have heard of. And then there are times that you have no idea about. There are times that you will never know about. There are dimensions of time that we can never even exist in. So this word, Alameen, which we simply translate as the worlds, is something which is flabbergasting, which will transfix a human mind for a long time. You know, if you think, if you really delve into it, and that is the mystical reading of the Quran. That is the purpose of the mystical reading. The message is not limited. The message is, in fact, infinite. Just as the creator of the message is beyond imagination, is beyond comprehension, so is the message. So we cannot say, you know, the divine is inviting us to think in terms of space and time and possibilities. And don't these terms remind you of physics? I mean, there is actually a theory, there are theories in physics about space and time. There are theories that are the subject of, you know, one of the highest number of research projects and a great output of research papers that deal with the space-time continuum. And actually, we now know, we know it for surely. I mean, it's not something that I'm claiming, and it is not something that I'm asking you to believe. We know that one universe is actually the subtotal, the sum total of millions of possibilities and universes, which is called the multiverse. I sent you the short blog about it. And these are all well corroborated facts. I mean, this is not somebody just out there writing things. I studied it. I went through articles in Scientific American. I'm not a physicist. I'm not very good at physics either. But I selected something which was user-friendly and easy to interpret. And that sort of opened many more gates for anybody who's interested in this inquiry. So, you know, we only think of this world in which we are found, in which we are living. Now think about it. Think about those infinite possible worlds, those infinite probabilities that Allah has covered in this one word of Alameen. We are completely, we go into this wave of complete awe and massive surprise and fascination when we only think about our own creation. You know, and this divine creator is reminding us that you think about it, think about yourself. You cannot even overcome your awe when you think about your own creation and imagine Imagine your place in my creation. Imagine that a speck of dust or, you know, an atom or a molecule has more space, has more value, has more, you know, possibility of being observed than you yourself when compared to the vastness and the immensity of my creation. So, and that is one of the meanings of the word Allah. You know, it's one of its meanings is a deity who can only be held in awe. You know, when you start thinking about this almighty creator, the ultimate conclusion that any rational mind reaches is impossibility and infinity. And that is the meaning of this word Allah. That is one of the meanings of this word, that a divine deity that leads to awe. So just, you know, just thinking about this one word, I think we cannot find a better interpretation of the awe in which we must hold this divine creator. That is one. And the mystical implication of just this one word, you know, Alameen, as used in the Quran, the mystical interpretation is that a true mystic and a purified heart and an aspiring mystic who yearns to connect with the divine is not left with any choice of being but a choice to be humble. Humility is the only possible expression that we can present in this realm, in our existence, if we ever want to even claim that, you know, we are waiting to connect with the divine, or that we are on a path that leads to the divine creator. That is a massive claim. And the only possible attitude and the only possible, as I said, you know, the only possible existence and the only possible way to be is to be humble. This one word, you know, when we say Alhamdulillah, is the heart going into prostration with gratitude? Is the heart bowing down in front of the Creator with gratitude and appreciation and becoming conscious and becoming mindful and recognizing the divine Creator that we are aspiring to connect with? And right in the next word, we express our somewhat of an understanding that, you know, who is the divine Creator that we are grateful to? That divine Creator is the Rabb. He is the sustainer, the maintainer, the nourisher, the nurturer. And this being, this deity is not just the Rabb or the maintainer or the nurturer of us. He has this role in an infinite creation that he has created. And so the next word sort of opens up our mind to the immensity of that creation, to the impossibility of our ever interpreting the complexity of that creator and that creation. And so the obvious result is awe and humility and the understanding of our value, the understanding of our place in that creation. And just, I think, in these three terms, a mystic will arrive at the obvious conclusion that The life of a mystic is that of being humble. All expressions, all dealings, all connections, all thoughts, everything becomes to live in humility if one claims to be a mystic who aspires to connect with his or her divine creator. All my love and dua. Salam.